Good afternoon. I'm Herm Kravenoff, and I thank you so much for choosing to attend my presentation. Let's begin by me suggesting if one wanted to get the answer to this question, one could... quiet down, please. If one wants to get the answer to this question, one could follow the sage advice of the old professor. You could look it up. And when you do look it up, you will find four different numbers right now. 2244, 2245, 2243, and 2246. Depends on where you look. This morning, if you look on Baseball Reference or Retrosheet.org, you will see 2243. If you look on the Baseball Hall of Fame website, you will see 2244. I could not find 2245 on a website, but it is in the 2019 edition of the Elias Book of Baseball Records. And if you look on MLB.com, the official website of Major League Baseball, you'll find 2246. Likewise, if you look on Baseball America or Baseball Almanac. Which one of these numbers is correct? Are they all wrong? Well, I've done some research over the past 13 years that allows me to answer that question. And I've had some help in doing that research. I've listed here in alphabetical order all the people who have helped me at one time or another. And I thank them very much for their help. Some people were especially helpful to me many times. They have asterisks, pairs of asterisks before and after their names. In particular, I want to mention them. From Elias, there's Steve Hurt and Seymour Seawolf. From Retrosheet, there's Dave Smith and Tom Mullane. And there's also Pete Palmer. In addition, there have a number of people have been helpful to me in providing countless scans and photocopies of microfilm game articles. Keith Carlson, Steve Boren, Dave Newman, Gary Stone, and Dixie Tarangio. So I thank you all of them very, very much for their help. Before we get started with the numbers, let me give you my research procedure. It's a two-step procedure. Step one is I utilize the game accounts from multiple newspapers for each game played by the Tigers in a given season, and I obtain the complete details for each run. And by complete details, I mean who scored the run, how was the run scored, an RBI double, a balk, a stolen base, stole the steal of home, etc., and the identity of the batter who completed his at-bat or his plate appearance during the run-scoring event. Of course, if there's a run scores on a wild pitch, there's no batter involved in that. Step two is I provide the complete documentation to Elias, either Steve Hurt and Seymour Seawolf, and or to Retrosheet, Tom Ruane or Dave Smith, for their independent review of my documentation, and we achieve 100% agreement. So the bottom line for my research procedure is accurate run scored numbers for games necessarily gives accurate run scored numbers for seasons, necessarily gives accurate run scored numbers for careers. So therefore, I can answer accurately the title question, how many runs Ty Cobb scored in his major league career. Let's start by looking at what's in the official records. The official records are compiled on a day-by-day basis, game-by-game basis, and the results are essentially published or reported annually, along with the total number of runs scored in that particular season. I show here the official records for Ty Cobb's major league career for each season, and the total is 2,244 runs. And that's the way it was from 1928, his last game, when he retired, until 1969. In 1969, there was a change. Big Mac was published, the first edition of Big Mac, and the change was in 1906. They show Cobb with 45 runs rather than 44, and therefore his career total becomes 2245 instead of 2244. There was no explanation given in Big Mac as to the whys and wherefores of these changes. But I found this out in 2013. I determined that the official records simply omitted a game or bypassed a game in 1906, April 22nd. Cobb did play in that game, and Cobb did score a run. So, summarizing, the 44 to 45 and 2244 to 2245 was discovered by David Neft for his Big Mac. I ascertained what the source was, which was the omitted game from April 22nd, 1906. The 2245 was immediately adopted by the Baseball Hall of Fame for its annual baseball yearbook in 1970. It took a bit longer for the Sporting News to accept it for their record book, not until 1981. And the Elias was even longer than that, not until 1996. Did they start showing 2245? Everything seemed fine, right? It wasn't. In 1993, Total Baseball 3 had a new change. And for the 1912 season, they show Cobb with 120 runs, one more than the 119 in the official records, and also including the 1906 change. The Cobb's career total becomes 2246. Here's some more information on that change. The reason for the change was explained in a 1995 Total Baseball in an essay by John Thorne, Pete Palmer, and Joe Wayman, where they stated, quote, "Additionally, there was a game on July 12, 1912, first the game of a doubleheader, in which Cobb had a run entered in his hit column." So the run was entered in his hit column, not in his run scored column. Okay. The 119, the 120, and 2245, the 2246 corrections or changes were discovered by Pete Palmer. And the 2246 has been on MLB.com, the official website of Major League Baseball, since 2000. And 2246 was adopted by the Sporting News in 2005. But it was not adopted by Elias. Here's why. In 2006, in the an interview published in the Sabre Bulletin, Steve Hurt, the executive vice president of Elias, stated, quote, "Around the time that Ricky Henderson was challenging Ty Cobb's all-time runs scored record, there was some focus on someone's claim that, by God, a mistake had been found in Cobb's game-by-game statistics and that Cobb should be credited with one more run than Elias showed." In other words, 2246 versus 2245. I say it's amusing because we knew not only of that particular error, but of more than a dozen errors dealing with Cobb's run scored total. So, the situation in the fall of October of 2001 is this. There were two different numbers for Cobb's career Major League record run score total. Three by three official sources. MLB.com, the official website of MLB, of Major League Baseball, has 2246. Total Baseball, the 2001 edition, the official encyclopedia of Major League Baseball, had 2246. And Elias, in his book of baseball records, has 2245. Elias, of course, was the official statistician of Major League Baseball. Let's go back to 1912. In 2017, I found that there are actually four runs scored errors in Ty Cobb's official 1912 record. On May the 9th, the official records show him with zero runs, when in fact he scored one run. July 12th, the first game of a doubleheader, He scored one run, not zero. That's the error that Pete Palmer discovered. On July 19th, in the second game, he scored two runs, not three runs, as shown in the official records. And on August 31st, the official records show him with one run, but he scored none. And as you can see, the pluses and minuses cancel one another. And so, for the entire season, he actually did score 119 runs, even though there were four games with runs scored errors. What about the other games? Elias said, we knew more than a dozen errors dealing with Cobb's run scored total. Elias did not then or subsequently provide any details for the more than a dozen errors dealing with Cobb's run scored total. That's where my research has filled the void. In 2011, in a Baseball Research Journal article, I reported the authorized corrections of errors in runs scored in the official records from 1920 through 1944 for Detroit Tigers players. There were two games with runs scored errors for Cobb, one in 1920, one in 1924. They happened to cancel, plus one and minus one. Since 2013, my research has focused on ascertaining the accurate runs batted in totals for players of the dead ball era, principally the Detroit Tigers players, and I've uncovered four more games with runs scored errors in Cobb's official day-by-day records. I'll give you the details of that in a minute. Retro sheet includes two run score discrepancies in Cobb's career record for his final two seasons with the Philadelphia Athletics in 1927 and 1928. So when you put it all together, this is what you get. The 1909 error is not actually a game. It's an addition error in Cobb's official records. They just made an addition mistake, much like an error in a checkbook. The 1907 error was Cobb actually scored two runs when the official record showed zero. In 1911, Cobb scored one when the official record showed zero. In 1918, he was credited with two runs but did not score any in that game. They put the number two in Cobb's run scored cell when it should have gone in Bobby Veach's run scored cell. When you go through all of this and add everything up, the net result is plus one. So some pluses, some minuses, it all comes out to a plus one. And when you look at his career record then, when you add them all up, it comes out to 2244 is the official record, plus one is 2245. And this is the answer to the question. 2,245 runs. And that's solid. That's on terra firma. So I thank you so much for your attention, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. Yes.
When you do your research, are you just focusing on an individual, or are you trying to fix whole? I realize it's usually the Tigers. You're trying to correct all the Tigers.
All the Tigers. Yes. So I get the details for every run. For every game, there are errors for Cobb. There are, like I just mentioned, Bobby Veach. There's an error for Bobby Veach, so it's a flip there. And sometimes the official records have more runs scored for the players than the game allows. Sometimes it's the reverse of that, and so there's either and that gets fixed. But so I have, yeah, I have fixed. I have correct run scored records for all Tigers players from 1906 through through the present. And 1905 I have it almost finished, but certainly from Cobb's ML debut of August 30th on, I have that complete. Yes?
Allotted to him that should have been a hit or a hit that was supposed to be a run.
Yes. Yes. And that's what actually Pete Palmer was looking for. He was looking at the hits, because with that incorrect hit, Ty Cobb had a long hitting streak, which had not been recorded. So then Pete looked at that, checked out that particular game, found out that Cobb scored a run but did not have a hit, and then he made his correction. But what Pete did not do was to look at the entire season, because in that 1912 season, there were three other games with run scored errors. One more with a plus run, and two others with a minus run. So that's why it came out to be no change for 1912. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
The question I have for you is, since the publication of the Baseball Research Journal, have you been able to coalesce all the official records with your the data that you've presented so far? And what's been your experience so far trying to talk to the other organizations about the discrepancies?
Let's see. So the article you're referring to is Cobb's at bats and hits.
Those are the discrepancies between the Elias and Baseball America, MLB, and you described all that in the, I believe it was 2014, Baseball Research Journal?
Whatever year it was, I did for the period from 1920 through 44. Elias has made the changes. Pete Palmer has made the changes, and those, so therefore they are in Baseball Reference and also on RetroSheet from 1920 forward. For the dead ball era years from 1919 back, Pete has made some corrections, but not all yet. That's just a matter of when he gets to it, I guess. RetroSheet has, if you go to RetroSheet's player daily file for Ty Cobb, so not his profile page, which you would get if you just type in the name. You have to go to his daily file, and for each individual season, you'll have to add up the runs yourself. RetroSheet does not have a total in his player daily file for the runs scored. You'll add them up yourself, and you will see that he has 2,245, just what I have. Because, as I said, we achieve 100% agreement. Let's see, who else is there? Elias is right. They're 2,245. They're on the money. MLB.com, they stick with 2246 because they have Pete Palmer's database from 2000, which at that time had Cobb with 2246. They do not get Pete's his updates are related, so they're stuck in the old day with the old data. So that's. Any other questions? Yes.
Herb, as it relates to errors in scoring, did you find or have you seen any kind of source from which that tends to come? Is someone more careless? Does someone have an axe to grind? Any pattern to that at all in terms of official scorers?
None at all. Certainly with runs. Nothing pops out for me for any of the runs, but not just for Cobb, but for any Tigers or any dead ball era run scored research that I've done. Nothing. It is random. Just mistakes. Clerical mistakes. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, they still do. Yes, yeah. RetroSheet and Baseball Reference still have 2243. They use Pete Palmer's database, and I contacted Pete when I back in February, and the he has not yet updated all of his statistics yet with my run scored information. And I showed them exactly where the differences were. For instance, in RetroSheet and Baseball Reference still show 120 for the 1912 season. Okay, and that's and so that is that will be corrected. I believe when Pete's next release of his database will be after the World Series of this year sometime. So late this year, Pete will have his database corrected, and should see 2245 in Baseball Reference and RetroSheet. Either the fall, the RetroSheet's fall release, or in the spring release. Anything else? Yes.
Do you happen to know when it was that Jansen broke the record? And the reason I'm asking is because that was a 25th birthday of 2001. I was at a game here in San Diego. Ricky had a home run. And it's been a long way.
You're right. Yeah, the correct answer is, and it's in where did I put that? It is 2245, and so it was done here with the home plate slide. That is when he did it. So that's the 2245. The next time he scored a run, which was I guess 2 days later, when he came home on a home run. That was his 47th run. I forget now how it was, but that was not where he broke the record. He broke the record with his home run slide, because it was done here in San Diego, and they used Elias's number for the which thankfully they did that because Elias is the official statistician. So, yeah, you're welcome. Anything else? Great. Super. Thank you all very much.